It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Certified B Corp businesses, they are legally obligated to more than shareholders, but to the environment as well and to community. And around the nation, B Corps are expanding, including here in Wisconsin. Join our conversation about these benefit corporations, 800-642-1234. Jan van den Kieboom is founder of Workshop Architects in Milwaukee. Jan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. It's great to join you this morning.
Good morning. We also have Scott Anderson, co-founder of Stakeholder Stewardship Artisan Dental in Madison. Scott, welcome to you.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Great. And also Lisa Giesenbauer, president of Evolution Marketing in the Village of Neshota, chairs the Be Local Wisconsin group. Lisa, thanks for being here. Welcome. Lisa, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi,
you hear
Lisa.
Me?
Yes, yes, we can. Let's start with you, Lisa. How does your marketing firm incorporate social responsibility into the business model?
Sure. Evolution Marketing just actually turned 15 in September. And what we did is when we founded the business 15 years ago, we decided that we wanted to be run in a triple bottom line manner, which means that we run all of our business decisions through three lenses: that of the impacts on people, so the community, our workforce, our subcontractors, our partners, planet, so the environment. And then the last one is economic viability. Are the decisions we're making going to actually advance the business and help the business to be a force for good in the world? So we did that before the B Corp movement existed, and we've been operating that way for the last 15 years.
What do your clients say, the people who want your marketing expertise? Do they align with your mission?
Yes, they do. And I should say, we're a sustainability consultancy first, and then marketing communication second. So that means we only work in the intersectional space of holistic sustainability and then marketing communications for that holistic sustainability. So our clients who are nonprofits and our sustainability practitioners and our businesses who have a really cool new innovative sustainability product, they love that we're a B Corp, and actually we attract more clients because we're a B Corp.
Scott Anderson, how does your dental office meet the criteria of a B Corp?
Well, similar to your introductory speaker's discussion, we need to take a comprehensive approach in terms of earning at least 80 points on the B impact assessment out of a total of 160 points. And we can earn points across five different subcategories. The first is governance. The second is customers. The third is workers or our team members. The fourth is the community. And the fifth is the environment. So as an organization, we've actually earned points across all of those different categories. But to give you an example, in the environmental category, we recently became the first carbon neutral dental practice in the United States. And that helps us in terms of a goal, manage our overall energy usage and help us understand what are our carbon impacts up through our supply chain, for example, what are the impacts in terms of employee commutes into the office. So that's one example in the environmental category.
How big of a challenge was it for you to get the dental practice to become carbon neutral? What were some of the barriers?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge was in order to become carbon neutral, a company needs to assess their what's called the scope 1, 2, and 3 greenhouse gases. And so we didn't have that expertise within our organization. So we went out and hired a consultancy called Carbon Credit Capital in New York. And they have very sophisticated software that, for example, can take a gauze pad, which we use frequently in our office, and they can assess what is the carbon footprint of that gauze pad through its manufacturing and even its shipping to our organization. So they were able to help us assess our carbon footprint and then also offset that with carbon credits. So I think that was the biggest challenge, but overall, it was a very straightforward process in that in our case, we were able to reduce our total carbon footprint by about 84% just by moving to renewable energy purchases from Madison Gas and Electric.
Oh, that's interesting. Let's turn now to Jan Vandenkiboom. You are new to the B Corp certification with the architecture practice. What surprised you about getting a B Corp certification?
Well, this was our 26th year in business and our second year as a B Corp. So the B Corp really became a way for us to clarify our values as a company and make sure that we were living into them as fully as we can. I think as an architecture firm, we have an opportunity to have a really significant impact on the built environment and energy uses and carbon impact. But the belonging to the B Corp community has allowed us to hold ourselves even more accountable and make sure that we are not taking shortcuts and looking for opportunities for impact, both environmental and social impact, throughout the different phases of the work that we do.
I would imagine this type of ethic has been running through the firm for a long time, perhaps since its origin. Did anything really change, though, when you became a B Corp?
That's a great question, Kate. Our architecture firm is a little bit unique in that we've really focused on how physical environments impact community and the creation of community, and have been very focused on inclusion, what we call inclusion placemaking, or how can physical environments make marginalized individuals feel engaged and feel ownership of the space. So the B Corp has been more of a way for us to talk about our values and how we work and make it understandable to people. Rather, it hasn't defined how we work as much as helps explain it, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a vehicle for your values, if you will.
Yes, absolutely. Although this is our second year, so we're learned just in the early phases of learning what does it mean to be part of this community. And it's been really fun to connect with other designers that are going down this path. I had a chance to meet with the owner of a B Corp architecture firm in Seattle recently, and we shared stories about why they did it and how it's been impacting their practice. And it's given us a lot of ideas on how we can grow into the B Corp world even more.
We're talking with three business owners that are certified B Corps here in Wisconsin. Jan Vandenkiboom owns an architectural firm in Milwaukee. Scott Anderson, co-founder of a dental office in Madison. And Lisa Giesenbauer, president of a marketing firm and leads the B Corp group here in Wisconsin. Lisa, you see a B Corp certification that differently from other types of business labels or sustainability certification. What does B Corp, why does it stand apart?
Okay, and yes, I do totally see being a certified B Corp as being very different than the myriad of sustainability certifications that exist. Currently, there's over 2,500 so different types of sustainability certifications.
Wow.
So it could be, yeah, right. Isn't that crazy? I mean, it's intense, right? So it could be for a product. It could be for a process. It could be for an operation. It could be for your building. So there's all these different things. But there are very few that are actually holistically for the whole business. So I love the B Corp certification, and we've been a B Corp for 5 years. We just finished our second recertification, and to me, it's really important because it looks at holistically your whole operation. So every single thing that you're doing in that business, from the high school kids that I work with at Oconomowoc High School every year, all the way to the purchasing policies and decisions that I put in place at Evolution Marketing. All of those are on the table when you go through the certification process.
Hmm. Scott, the assessment for getting a B Corp certification is rigorous and has become more, I understand, more rigorous over time. Do you think, is this certification for all businesses?
I think it's for all businesses in that the B Impact assessment is a free tool that's available to all businesses around the world to begin to measure this holistic impact. In terms of the rigor of the assessment, it's been described by Inc. magazine as the most rigorous global standard for a socially responsible business. So I think depending upon where a business is at in their overall sustainability or business for good journey, it may be a good match, but I think for other businesses, it may be more challenging in terms of the rigor.
Lisa, how interested are Wisconsin businesses in this certification?
Well, I think many Wisconsin businesses are super interested. I just don't know, to go back to Scott's point, if they're ready for it. Everybody, I truly believe most businesses really want to be a force for good in the world, and they want to do good by the environment and by social metrics. I think that a lot of people haven't, though, put their practices down on paper, and they haven't started tracking, measuring, and monitoring what they're doing. So because of that, when you look at the B Impact assessment, you might feel overwhelmed because for every answer, every response you put in, you would need to have documentation that backs up what you're doing. So there's another program in Wisconsin. Can I talk a little bit about that people could do if they're beginning the phase?
Sure.
The screening? There's a program through the Wisconsin Sustainable Business Council. It's called the Green Masters Program. And I like to say it's an on-ramp into the sustainability certifications for businesses. It's not third-party audited like the B Impact assessment, but it does provide a really nice internal assessment you can do yourself. And by doing that, you can then start to see what actions you can take as you're making strategic plans for the future of your organization. And that program, again, if you go to wisconsinsustainability.com, the program's listed online, and both Scott's business, Artisan Dental, and Evolution Marketing have both been part of that program for a really long time as well. And I think it's a great way to start. And then once you've done that program for a couple of years and hit a high score, then you can apply to become a certified B Corp because you're in the mindset of tracking every single action you're doing and managing and monitoring it and documenting it.
We have three certified B Corp companies from Wisconsin as we talk about the on-ramp to socially responsible business practices and what it means to be a B Corp. Lisa Giesenbauer there leads a Neshota marketing firm. Scott Anderson with us, co-founder of a Madison dental practice. And Jan Vanden Kieboom is behind a Milwaukee architecture firm. You can join in on B Corp's 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We focus on certified B Corps and the group B Local Wisconsin banding together to show a strong commitment toward being good corporate citizens. Still time to talk about the future of B Corps, 800-642-1234. We have Lisa Giesenbauer, who chairs the B Local Wisconsin Group, runs a marketing agency with the certification. Scott Anderson co-founded a Madison dental practice as a B Corp. And Jan Vanden Kieboom founded a Milwaukee architecture firm now with this seal, and they stay with us. Let's bring on a call. Steve is here from Oshkosh. Steve, what would you like to bring up?
Hi. In the last International Climate Change Conference, COP26, which is with the United Nations, one of the primary subjects of the conference was the green accounting for the international financial system. And this effort is led by Mark Carney, the author of a book called Values, and He was the central banker for both England and Canada. And I'm just wondering if the B Corporation, I don't know what to call it, that model, is that involved in this effort, this international effort?
Lisa, is our B Corps bound or following what we see from the Glasgow Climate Pact, from the UN Climate Change Conference?
Okay, that's a wonderful question. So thank you so much, Steve, for calling in. So in the B Corp world, we have what are called working groups, and one of those working groups is called the B Corp Climate Collective. And I'm really proud that my company is one of those. And before COP25, we actually, when I say we, the folks in the B Corp Climate Collective, there were over 500 of us, signed a letter that was actually read aloud at COP25. So before COP26, the one 2 years before that, where we all pledged to be net zero by 2030. So for the B Corp Climate Collective businesses, which my company has signed on to, we were the first in Wisconsin. I'm pretty sure Scott's company has also signed on as well. We're all working towards being net zero by 2030. My business currently is already carbon neutral as well, and there's a large movement. I want to say at the last Climate Collective call we had that we have, I want to say it's 2,000 to 3,000, about half maybe, of the B Corps have already signed on to that, and they're working towards it. The B Corp movement is very much looking at how our businesses addressing climate and carbon in their day-to-day operations. And remember when Scott was talking about scopes 1, 2, and 3, that's something that question is actually asked in the B Impact Assessment. So B Labs, U.S. and Canada, want to know what actions we're all taking to address climate and carbon. And in the future, I don't know what year this is going to come out. There's been discussion, it'll be 2024, but in the next iteration of the B Impact Assessment, there's going to be an area, there's going to be 10 areas that if your business is not meeting these rigorous standards in these 10 areas, you can't certify as a B Corp. So this is all stuff that's coming out in the future. And one of those areas is carbon management and climate.
Scott Anderson, what would you like to add here about, the climate change, what comes out of the UN Climate Change Conference?
I would defer to Lisa's expertise in this arena. So in that I'm not as well versed in terms of what those international bodies are doing. So perhaps, Lisa, you could add some additional color.
And then, Scott, you are also part of the conscious capitalism movement, though. Can you explain how that is working with your B Corp status?
Sure. We've been strongly influenced by the ideas of conscious capitalism, which are very similar to those of the B Corp movement in terms of emphasizing creating multiple forms of benefit for all stakeholders involved. And I think about conscious capitalism, certified B Corps, organic certifications, fair trade producers, as all part of the larger business for good movement. So these are all sub-movements that represent people really trying to use their businesses to create more goodness, more truth, and more beauty in the world. And so fortunately, this movement is very diverse. It's global in scope. And so for those reasons, I'm very, very optimistic in terms of how economies can evolve with these kind of grassroots engines of change at the company level.
Jan, as you talked about your architecture firm working with clients, universities, businesses around the nation, and the sustainability of your product depends on your clients' needs at the end of the day. So how do you work with clients to ensure the product meets the social responsibility rigors of the B Corp standards?
There's really two different areas. There's the how the spaces that we create impact social the social impact on the people who...
I think we're losing you there. Are you still with us, Jan?
In terms of measuring people's sense of belonging. Oh, Go ahead, Kate.
We lost you there for just a moment. Can you just say again what you said? I hope that the line will hold here.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So there's in our practice, there's really two different areas. One has to do with the environmental impact of the buildings that we construct, both in the carbon usage in its construction and the materials, as well as ongoing operations. And that's pretty easy to measure. We have tools and methodologies to really keep track and to know how well we're doing in those regards. Much more difficult is to measure the impact that these places have on people's well-being. And we've been working on developing tools to measure how well the environments and spaces are impacting people's, and in many cases, because we work a lot with universities, students' mm-hmm. lives and their sense of belonging. And that's one thing that really appealed to us about the B Corp movement, is the focus on measuring impact, not just saying you want to do something good, but having to demonstrate that what you're doing is real and that it has impact.
Walking the walk. Well, thank you all for joining us. Jan Vandenkieboom there, founder of Workshop Architects in Milwaukee. Scott Anderson, co-founder of Stakeholder Stewardship Artisan Dental in Madison. And Lisa Giesenbauer, president of Evolution Marketing in Neshota and chairs the Be Local Wisconsin Group. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.